Antigone Magazine, Issue 9, Women with Disabilities. Disabling Hysteria, Liberating Women, by Emily Yakishiro and Antigone Staff. We all know it. Throughout history, it has long been believed that men are the more logical and rational gender. Women, conversely, have been seen as more emotional, effusive, passionate, and incapable of the reasonable tendencies of men. Hysteria began as a diagnosis for women with symptoms of psychosis or mental illness, women who were experiencing extreme mood symptoms. But at some point, the term hysteria morphed from a medical term into an adjective that is broadly applied to any woman who is experiencing strong emotions. For a woman, being labeled as hysterical is generally viewed as insulting. It is especially seen as disparaging by women who identify as living with a disability, invisible or otherwise, as it insinuates that one is being melodramatic and nonsensically emotional. The term is experienced as oppressive by many women, not so much because of the history attached to it, but because of the attitude of skepticism and disbelief that it connotes. To call a woman hysterical is to dismiss the reality of her claims. Being overdramatic or hysterical is seen as synonymous with exaggerating the truth. And by such logic, the hysterical woman is somehow seen as a liar, or one worthy only of disbelief. Today, this term marginalizes the women who suffer from mental or mood disorders. The stigma starts here, with disbelief. So, what is hysteria, besides an insulting adjective? Some historical figures have claimed that it is a medical condition. Plato wrote of hysteria as being a condition wherein a woman's womb would mysteriously detach and float up towards the chest and throat. This womb fever allegedly caused women to be extremely emotional, even suffering physical symptoms such as faintness or dizziness. For long, it has been ingrained in our cultural memory that women's feelings are reduced to this biological red herring. What never does get addressed is why the woman is faint, why she is dizzy, why she is crying, outraged, or distressed. Womb fever becomes this brilliant scapegoat that removes all societal culpability for the circumstances that cause women to suffer these emotions or sensations. Originally, the notion was that if a woman does not get pregnant, her body was thought to have a crazy reaction that was termed hysteria. The history of hysteria took a more sinister twist in the medieval ages, when women who displayed symptoms of hysteria were accused of being witches. This, of course, became a blanket accusation for women who were single, who practice homeopathic healing and midwifery, or of course, women who had disabilities such as epilepsy, as seizures were seen as a sign of being possessed by the devil. Finally, we get to the legacy of Freud and Charcot. The idea came about that women developed hysteria when they were unable to express their desires. They were told that they simply needed to have sex and to orgasm. This influential theory inspired the therapeutic use of vibrators administered by doctors onto their female patients. Studying the history of hysteria is always startling. What you might also find startling is the shocking parallels between the past and the present. Women with invisible illness often express that they feel like typical hysterical women when they try to communicate their illnesses to doctors, peers, colleagues, or superiors. Invisible disabilities can be chronic illnesses, contested illnesses, mental illnesses, and episodic and intermittent illnesses. Instead of talking about possibilities for treatment, accommodation, or support with others, women with invisible disabilities find that they have to persuade others of the authenticity of their claims. Simply by virtue of having invisible illnesses, the credibility of these members of society is cast into doubt. The credibility issue is gendered. Women's complaints have been viewed as overreactions. Women who complain are also seen as failed women, women who ought to be putting on a brave face for their partners and families. These beliefs are especially virulent for women with invisible disabilities because the stereotypes of gender and invisible illness combine, invoking latent ideas of hysteria. A woman with clinical depression is still viewed by many as having fallen prey to negative thinking patterns. Women with anxiety or social phobias are seen as being shy or merely self-conscious. Women with chronic pain are incredibly alienated because they have absolutely no solid medical explanations or treatments that can validate their experiences. And they are viewed with a harsh skepticism. Women with learning disorders are not trying hard enough. Women all around are crying wolf. Hysteria is not the disease. It is a symptom of the problematic ways that we treat our women and our women with disabilities. It's time to cure this disease once and for all. Let's drop the word and its accompanying judgments.